This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And coming up not that far off, Douglas County Cancer Services with their Pretty in Pink Tea and Fashion Show. Sharon Carlson is the board chair. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
This has been going on for a long time.
This is our 22nd year we're doing this event.
Wow. And other than one year that you missed, it's been going on continuously.
Absolutely. Yep.
So talk about, first of all, kind of set the scene, if somebody's not familiar, what is Douglas County Cancer Services all about?
Well, Douglas County Cancer Services is a nonprofit organization run by volunteers, and the main function is to provide support for cancer patients going through cancer treatment in Douglas County. And items that we provide for them while they're going through treatment based on their financial need, anything from gas cards to help them get to their appointments, food, utilities, rent, financial aid, wigs, bra prostheses for breast cancer patients. And the Pretty in Pink event is one of our major fundraisers through the year to allow us to have those funds to continue providing those services.
So for somebody going through cancer, I mean, it seems like it's a sort of a two-pronged hit. You're dealing with the medical issue itself and, you know, things being maybe uncertain and fear and all of that. But then you've got to deal with expenses, regardless of where you're being treated. It's just a lot of things that factor in.
Absolutely. And that's where we hope our organization can help reduce that stress for those cancer patients undergoing treatment.
So explain how the organization, how do you get funded?
Well, again, the Pretty in Pink is one of our major fundraisers. We have a golf tournament every year in May that is a major fundraiser. And throughout the year, we apply for grants, and we also get donations from the community and from the public.
Now, you're the board chair. How long have you been in that role?
I have been with the organization as a volunteer on the board for 10 years, but the chair of the board for 2 years.
And what caused you to get involved?
I am a breast cancer survivor myself, 25 years. So when I retired, I realized that I needed something that I felt passionate about to give my time back to the community. And Douglas County Cancer Services was that organization for me.
So were you involved with them when you were on the other side of this?
I was not. I was working full-time at that time, received my treatments through the Cancer Center here in Roseburg, but it was after I had retired then in 2013 is when I started volunteering with the organization.
And what do you get out of that effort? What do you get out of helping them out?
Well, the self-satisfaction of knowing what these cancer patients are going through. I've experienced it myself. And to know that somehow, in some way, that I've been able to help them emotionally, physically, and helping with reducing any stress that they're going through at that time.
And talk about what takes place at the event, how it's all structured.
Oh, it is just such a great, fun event. We open the doors at 12:30 with a brunch. And at 1:30, the event starts. And this year, we are so happy to announce that Elvis will be in the building. Jeffrey Elvis is coming down from Seattle, Washington for our event. He'll open the show with his music program. And then the four models that we have are breast cancer survivors. And they will model fashions from Marisa's clothing store. And they are escorted along with local firemen. After that event, during the time, we have a silent auction, there's a quilt raffle, and after the intermission, Elvis will come back, perform again in his black leather outfit, and we will announce the winners of the quilt raffle, the silent auction, and the models again will model another outfit from Marisa's.
Wow, so a fun afternoon out there. How long does it normally last?
The program starts at 1:30, and usually by 3:30, the program is over.
And you've got a lot of people involved helping you out, it looks like.
We do. And, you know, if it wasn't for our major sponsors and our volunteers stepping up and the community businesses donating items for our silent auction, it just makes it a great success.
And it sounds like everybody involved tends to really enjoy the event.
Oh, it's a great time. If people would like to go on our website, they can see past pictures of the event. Last year we sold out at 400. This year, we're hoping to sell out at 400, so we're advising everyone to get your tickets soon.
Wow. And after, now you were able to have your event last year. You had the 1 year that you didn't. But people that are still kind of coming back into going to events, a lot of excitement about these things actually taking place again.
Absolutely. And I do believe that was part of the reason last year selling out at 400, because we were not able to have the event in 2020. So, again, we hope everyone is as excited, and especially, again, like I said, Elvis will be in the building.
So, if somebody wants to go, how do they get tickets?
They can go online at www.dccancerservices.com, or our office is located on the second floor of the Community Cancer Center here in Roseburg. We're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 p.m.
And if people want to find out more about the organization, what's the best way to do that?
Again, at our website, www.dccancerservices.com.
All right, Sharon Carlson, board chair for Douglas County Cancer Services. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
8:37 at the Morning Report.